It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temecuana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
The law that is attached to invisible law enforcement. So in other words, you have to obey that law even when he who enforces the penalty of breaking that law is not visible. So in other words, what I'm saying to you, the government or Donald Trump is controlling you in his absence. He is controlling you through the laws of the government. So laws are put in place to be able to have your control reach to communities that you may not be able to physically be in. When you look at the condition of the world today, it has always been God's desire to rule this world, but he desires to rule it in his absence. So in other words, God put the law in place and he says, I'm going to sit here in heaven on my throne and I'm going to rule your communities. Why? Because I'm going to put my law there and you're going to obey them. So I'm going to rule you in my absence through my laws. If we were to apply the laws of God now, we wouldn't need a government. We wouldn't need a president we could see. Because after all, it's the laws you obey, not the man. And God says, if you just follow my laws, I'll be the king over the whole earth. But no, you want a person you can see. But watch this. You're sitting in here now, controlled by the government, but you can't see it. Amen. You cannot see the government sitting in here. If you see President Trump in here, somebody point him out. Amen. You cannot see him. But guess what you are doing? You are waiting on them to make decisions. You're obedient to the laws. This is all God is asking us. Be obedient to my laws, even though you can't see me. And I will rule you in the way of righteousness. In order to be that successful soldier, you have to remember the plays. Because the enemy is not playing games. He's playing for your soul. It is not his soul that is on the line. It is yours that is on the line. It is yours. And guess what he does? He plays so dirty. Guess what he does? He fights you from within you. He tempts you with what you want to have. Oh, gosh. He goes behind your own desires, and that's what he gives you. Jesus was hungry. He said, hey, use your power to turn these stones into bread. After all, you're hungry, aren't you? Don't you want to eat? And a hungry man desires nothing more than to eat. What makes fighting the enemy so difficult is he gives you what you want. He never offers you what you don't want. He gives you what you want. He plays dirty because he knows the only way to get to you is through your desires. When we consider Adam and Eve, why did he go to Eve? Because God says that Adam was lonely because he didn't have any help meet. Watch this. The woman is what the man wanted. That's right. Oh, gosh. And God creates the woman. Satan goes to the woman, which is what man wanted. The woman eats from the tree, and then the woman gives it to a man. Satan says, I will get to him through what he wants. That's why. But watch this. When he does that, if it's something you want, it never seems like something somebody's trying to force on you. Because if you want it, you take it with ease. So in order to fight the enemy, you have to be able to push back on the desires of your flesh. And Paul is helping us to understand, when you put on the full regalia as a soldier in the army of the Lord, I'm going to teach you how to use this stuff. And most important, I need you to keep your shield. I need you to keep your shield, because once you drop your shield, now notice now, watch this now. The helmet can only protect the head. The breastplate can only protect the heart. But there's no particular area that the shield can protect. The shield can protect it all. When the helmet has failed, the shield is right there. When the feet are bare, the shield is there. When the breastplate has given in, the shield is there. But you have to know how to move that shield of faith to the weak and doubting areas of your life. If my heart is hurting, cover it with the shield. If my thinking is contaminated, cover it with the shield. If I'm walking not in the way of the Lord, cover it with the shield. Y'all not listening to me. You have to know how to move your shield.
Yes.
These areas that I'm talking to you about are the areas that the enemy get in. The shield has power, and it can save you if you know how to move it to the areas where you need it. Faith can help you, but you have to know the areas to apply it to. If I don't think I'm going to get this job, I got my shield right in front of me. All things are possible for those who love the Lord. I got my shield right there. And I got my sword. Because you fight information with information. Does that make sense? You correct a lie with the truth. The only thing that can destroy a lie is the truth. And this is why I tell you that men need truth in this world more than anything. Why? Because it's the only thing that can put out the war of opinions. Truth is the only thing that can stop fighting and arguing. That's why we need it. But men don't want truth. Why? Because they become lovers of conflict. They love to fight. They love to argue. So they want that. They don't want truth. But look at this. Look at what it says in 1 John 5:4-5. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I overcome the tricks of the enemy when I know that God loves me, when I know that God got me, when I know that nothing can take me out of his hands. And I believe that through faith. Watch this. Anything that I can't comprehend or explain, I just believe God in it. Whatever don't make sense to me in the kingdom of God, I just trust God with it. By faith, we know that the world was formed. You didn't see it, but I trust that God did it. I can't explain how it was done, but I trust him with it. So what you cannot understand in the kingdom of God, in other words, I've been good all my little life, you may be saying. Just like Job, he didn't understand why he was going through all that trouble. But watch what he said. I can't explain why I'm going through this. But although God trusts me, although he slay me, I'll trust him. Are you listening to me? He said, what I'm going to do, faith is required in those areas where you can't understand how God is moving. And the reason I cover myself in those areas is because whatever I don't understand, the enemy tries to bring me to a point of understanding it his way. So I just take and I trust God in it. Are y'all listening?
Yes.
Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You overcome the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Because for one, Jesus overcame the world. And we overcome the world in him. Let me tell you something. I can't use my level of faith to be successful. That's why God gave me Jesus' faith. See, I'm not living off my faith. I'm not having hope off my faith. My faith and my hope is built up off of Jesus' faith and his hope. I know that I'm going to be all right because I saw Jesus be all right. I know I'm going to be planted in the ground and come out because Jesus came out. I know that I'm going to have a good glorified body because Jesus had one. My faith and my hope is built on his experience. And I trust the results of his outcome. And I believe through faith that my outcome will be exactly like his. I even trust him so much, I believe that when he appears, I'll be just like him. My faith and my hope is built on him. And when my faith and my hope is built on him, then I'm standing on the solid rock of salvation. I am like an oak planted beside the waters, and I'm residually getting the water that I need. Your life is not a game. You are in a fight for your sanity. And the reason why the enemy is attacking your mind is because your mind controls the whole body. If I can get his mind, and this is why every day you have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. What do I mean, be renewed? Because even as a soldier, sometimes you get discouraged. That's right. But you got to get that discouragement off of you. You ain't listening to me. You got to get it off of you. You got to find a word in the Bible that'll minister to that thing. Are you listening to me? If you can't find it in the Bible, you got to find somebody who know the Bible and say, hey, soldier, I need a pep talk right now. You got to help me get up out of this situation I'm in. You can't stay there too long. I want to help you to understand the clear mind and the focused mind of a defender. Now, I told you that the weapon is not used for offense. It is used for defense. In other words, you only use it to protect what the enemy is trying to do to you. Now, your sword, you can use that for offense. You can strike the enemy whenever he slip up. And see, here's the thing about it. In order to defeat the enemy, you always got to take him into territories that he's unfamiliar with. Are you following me? Because when you take an individual into a territory they're unfamiliar with, sometimes they have to back out and retreat. And when you apply the word of God, the Bible says that the enemy will retreat. But watch this. Don't leave the battlefield too soon. Because the Bible says he'll leave and come back at a more opportune time. When the enemy leaves you, and he comes back at a more opportune time. The reason why he does that, Mama J, is because you came out with something he wasn't expecting. So now he got to go back and regroup and replan. But the Bible says when he leaves, he comes back with 7 more demons. He comes back more powerful than he left you because he knows that you're fighting with something that he can't deal with alone. Are you listening to me? This is why you have to know the word of God, and you have to have the shield, and you got to have the helmet to protect your mind and the breastplate so that your heart don't grow cold. Amen. Oh, I'm preaching. The Lord told me to come in here today and expose the tactics of the enemy. You want to fight him, but you don't know how he's playing the game.
That's right.
It's like you're saying, Lord, I want to fight him, but I don't know what to do. So God say, roll call. You go in there and you tell him. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to help you understand the tactics of the enemy and how he plays. One of the things that you need to be an effective defender on the battlefield, you need to have a clear and sober mind. Watch this. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober and vigilant. In other words, I got to have clear thinking and I got to be focused. I got to be watching. The reason why I'm watching patience is because I don't know which angle he's coming from. Do you remember when David said, the enemy is all around me? He's at my back, my front, my left and my right. He's everywhere. That's why the Bible says on the throne of God, there was cherubs there and they had 4 faces like a lion, an eagle and a man and an ox. And they're looking in all directions. You can't sneak up on God. He's vigilant. He's watching all the time. You have to watch all the time. The enemy will catch you on your job. He will catch you in your house. He will catch you in your family. He will catch you in the grocery store. Watch and be sober. Are you listening to me? The enemy does not play fair. But watch this.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7, Bishop Stobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and the Discovery of Self, and the Fulfillment of Purpose are available at the church and Amazon.com.